Okay, and does it say this is, yeah, Zoom's recording, GarageBand's recording, and you're recording? Yeah?
Me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, we're in. We're on.
Yay!
We're
Okay.
live.
Okay, let's pretend none of that happened. Lots of false starts this afternoon.
Busy lives, which is hilarious because I'm so the opposite of busy right now.
Yeah. So you're in Long Beach?
Yes, I'm at my boyfriend's parents' house, and
Long Beach, California, on the same block that Cameron Diaz grew up on, right?
oh, really? I think they just went to the same high school.
Oh,
I
I
think
thought it
it's
was like the exact same
mostly,
block.
I'm pretty sure it's like, is she Filipino? It's like only Filipinos
Well,
and
she's
Luis's
not,
parents.
but she famously loves Filipinos, as she says it in that interview.
I haven't been to the Philippines, but I grew up with a lot of Filipinos.
And she like has like a
Really?
full on fake Filipina accent.
Wait, really? No, I didn't know about this. Whoa.
Anyway, I'll put a soundbite
Lumpia, adobo.
I was gonna ask, do you know who clavicular is?
Oh, that damn cat came back.
The mogging guy?
You completely ignored what I just said.
Well, they don't know about the
You
cat.
guys, the cat just came back into the room, and one of our false starts was me getting the cat out of the room.
Wait, does that mean that your door is open?
She pushed it open, the little bitch. It's okay. I love her. She's fine. You just might hear some
She's pretty
meowing.
quiet. I don't hear any meowing. What's the cat's name?
Bobo.
Bobo.
Rainbow. Well, actually, her,
Kind of gay.
any boyfriend of mine.
Shante, you stay.
Which is weird because as I say that, it seems like I'm implying that I'm very masculine, which I obviously am not.
I think you're super masculine, you know. Big boobs, little waist. It's all very manly.
It's kind of a snatched gym bro look.
Yeah, that's true. They are aiming to get like tits, you know?
I think they're like quite obsessed, yeah, like with their waist circumference.
The waist, the pecs, yeah. But okay, this actually relates to clavicular. Have you ever heard of this individual?
Clavicular.
Okay, as someone who's trying to not use TikTok anymore, but sometimes goes on TikTok, slips up, I have seen that word floating around, but have resisted the urge to
He's
investigate.
like a far right like streamer, but his whole thing is like mogging people. Do you know about mogging? I
Yes,
just
I
learned
know
about
about
mogging,
mogging. You
unfortunately.
just learned?
He's like mini me of Andrew Tate, basically.
Wait. Wow, I'm sure that would absolutely destroy him to hear you say that.
And his whole thing is like, oh, I'm gonna frame mog you,
Okay,
which
I
I
don't know
think
about
just means
that.
like having a bigger frame. Like I frame mogged him because I'm looks maxing or whatever. It's just
Well,
stupid. I don't know, whatever.
my like, early 2000s Tumblr pro Anna brain is like, is his name clavicular because he's like obsessed with like clavicle mogging people?
So I
Clavicular.
think it must be, but I think that that's weird.
Oh,
Do you see
okay.
him?
Oh my God, he looks like a fucking F word.
When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say?
I just hit my head. That's the thing is like gay guys have been frame mogging for years. We just call it an eating disorder.
Wait, no, I mean, he just like looks like such a fucking tattletale ass twink loser.
That's so gay. Do
And I know that we on our episode talked about how people shouldn't use twink as a slur or
No, but he is a twink,
derogatory.
definitionally.
Yeah.
That's my opinion!
Like he
It's
has
so good.
rosy, you know what he goddamn looks like? He looks like a fucking elf on a shelf. The shelf being the clavicles.
Oh my God. You've heard of Elf on a Shelf. How about a streamer on a
Streamer
steamer?
on a
Because
ceiling
I'm
beam.
putting him on a boat and he's gonna sail away.
That's right.
Shante, you stay.
Wait, so what's
Anyway.
his deal? Or you just learned about him?
Oh, I feel like this week I keep seeing posts about him as if he's a celeb. And I was like, did everyone know who this person was except me? Like, am I the stupid one?
But so is he just like Nick Fuentes, like
Yeah, gross, Nick Fuentes, Andrew Tate, whatever, like I think early 20s, obviously like deep in a steroid and eating disorder habit. And like the screenshot I've been seeing going around is someone like asked him like, "Oh, what's your opinion on trans rights?" And he was like,
Oh,
"I don't,"
God.
he said like, "I don't care about trans people. It's just another person to mog."
Okay.
Which is like
Strangely
a really
progressive.
funny take. Because it's actually like if anyone understands looks maxing, it is transsexuals. But
Right.
like,
That's so gay.
yeah, anyway, we don't need to linger. You're in Long Beach. I'm sure it's beautiful.
Oh, I feel like
You've
the
got a
world of the
cat.
internet is so much more interesting. Yeah, no, well, I mean, I shouldn't talk about my boyfriend's family on air, but all I was going to say so uninterestingly was they're just so happy and they just like love hanging out with each other. And it's a wild thing to participate in.
Yeah, sometimes it's like that.
Yeah, like, I'm like, whoa, like, this is why, like, Luis is so, like, well adjusted and chill.
That's great.
No,
It's
he
nice to
really
like
is.
see the source 'cause like when your partner is like wounded or when you are wounded, you
Yeah.
never
Well,
really
yeah.
see the source. Like it's kind of impossible. It's like, "Oh, I'd have to time travel to understand why they're like this or something." But if
And there's
someone's just
always
like
layers of
happy
things.
and well adjusted and so are their parents, you're just like, "Oh, cool. Everyone's like what you see
Yeah.
is what you get."
You're bi.
Yeah, I'm like, oh shit, it's possible.
Yeah.
And also like he grew up with like many aunts, so he like grew
Oh.
up with this like surplus of female attention and love.
He's
You know what I mean?
Tia maxing.
He maxed. Oh my God, that's beautiful. I could cry. He literally Tia maxed. He had like
Oh.
five aunts who like raised him like with the, as if they were he were their kid.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
And now he's really thriving in life, just hanging out at the trans bars with his
Yeah.
girlfriend and his girlfriend's wife.
With his trans passing girlfriend, his trans maxing girlfriend.
Whoa, I wish.
I gotta stop with the maxing. It's hard. Once it's like the framework in your head, it's kind of infectious.
Kind of to what you were talking about earlier, when we were driving down to Long Beach, he was for some reason like Red Scare came up and he like didn't know what it was. And so I was like trying to explain it to him or to like explain like why I refuse to listen to them and like think that they're like so fucked up and evil. Despite the fact that I feel like, because I guess like Dasha or whatever, like used to live in Oakland, so he used to like know
Oh, I
her.
always
But...
forget that. Yeah.
And so he was like, oh, like I thought, like, you know, when she was back in the day, like when I like, you know, we were like at shows together and stuff, like she always seemed so chill. Like, what do you mean she's like part of the new right now? And I was like trying, I mean, well, as someone who's never listened to Red Scare,
Yeah, me
but I was
either.
like, trying to like explain like the like honestly like not to give them too much but like I do feel like they really emblematize like one of the huge issues with like the breakdown between like political categories where they
Yeah.
did start out as like you know like figureheads of like the dirtbag left or whatever, where it's like we love Bernie, but we say like
Yes.
R word and we're like edge lords, but we like because I feel like I remember like cool, interesting people, like our friends listening to them in the beginning and like fucking with them and like enjoying the sort of like edge lordian perspective and
Yeah.
sort of understandable pushback against like lefty PC
Infighting and
identity
yeah.
politics meltdown. Although of course
Yeah.
it is like two white women, but whatever.
They're Eastern European, Brittany.
Which is almost
You know, in
brown.
the 1910s, they wouldn't have been considered
They would have
white.
been working at the Triangle Shirtwaist
Almost as
Factory.
bad as Italians.
And the but yeah, and how that perspective or that sort of like sort of bitter nihilistic you know burn down the institution thing that like I guess with them was originally rooted in like a at least pseudo leftist perspective like slid over, honestly, not that many years, like a short period of time, like slid into the new right and being like, LOL, like Donald Trump is iconic, like hee hee, we love Donald Trump.
Do they love Donald Trump?
Ouch. Well, they, yeah, that's like, I mean, so I don't really know like what is ironic and what isn't ironic.
Yeah.
But like they had Nick Fuentes on their podcast.
What?
Can you recently? This is like the type of shit that I assume you know. Since
somehow I'm so not aware of this. The only thing I really think about with Nick Fuentes is that time he was like sharing his screen during a live stream and he like typed the word T. No, he typed the word like F into his browser and like the, you know how Google will like auto-populate your search history and it, like the first result was like femboy gets railed or something.
Duh.
And it was like, oh, God, was oh he's joking. Watching trans porn. And it's like literally no fucking shit.
You're bi.
Yeah, I was literally about to like say that as a joke. Oh, okay. So I guess her talent agency, Gersh, which happens to be my talent agency for film adaptations.
Oh, she got fired for this?
Yeah, she got dropped. Wait, by Gersh.
Obsessed with the fact that once again we're like 3 months late. Like this happened in November. Like you just watched Pluribus. We're finally learning that Dasha got dropped by her agency.
Bitch, please just wait till I give everyone my opinion on Euphoria season one. Which I have nothing.
Season one, everybody. Not season two. We're not doing a rewatch in preparation for season three. She's watching season one with virgin eyes.
Truly, honestly, like literally, like live texting Maria, like literally being like, well, why would he be able to like clock hunt her as a trans girl? And then watching like episode two and being like, okay, I understand. Like if he grew up watching like trans porn.
You're like, oh, I understand. She actually is clocky. They showed her from the side.
Well,
she's like literally cis. I'm like, is it all a game? We've already talked about this. Maybe it's all fake.
Yeah, we're not allowed to talk about her anymore.
Should we just get into it? What do you think of Euphoria season
one? I honestly like think that it's just like this like mental illness I have where like also like I just have zero interest in watching heated rivalry.
That's so gay.
And like I don't know,
but
why.
Like what in 2030 you'll go back and watch it?
Yeah, I think
wow.
Like
you want the discourse to settle. You want it to fucking settle.
Yeah, there's something about it where I get like overwhelmed if like something is like too zeitgeisty, because then I feel like I have to like keep up with like every like thought piece and listicle about it, and I just like want to consume it in like a vacuum and then go on Reddit and then like read like old Reddit posts from when it was real and be like, oh, other people share my opinion.
There is something enjoyable about that. I mean, I'm watching Real Housewives of New York for the first time. Exactly. And that's pretty much all I'm doing because there's so much content that it's been like, I think it's been like 3 months of like almost daily I've been watching Housewives
of
New York.
They're your friends.
And yeah, I go on Reddit and I'm like, are Carol and Adam still together?
Do you do? Wait.
What or like, did Ramona vote for Trump? Like before these plot lines are revealed, I'm Googling them because it's like, interesting to me.
It's one of my most lonely hobbies, I would say, is watching a TV show and then like going on Reddit like furiously needing to like see if other people like hate the same characters as me or whatever.
Well, are you on Letterboxd? It's really enjoyable for this because the reviews are, it's like diary entries almost. It doesn't feel
okay, so
like
when
you're supposed to be allowed to read them. It's fun.
Yeah, when I was, well, I'm not on Letterboxd, but I did have my little Letterboxd fling, you might say, when I was like briefly obsessed with researching Japanese pink movies, which is like their version of like a seedy erotic thriller, kind of more like a porno. It's, here I go, pushing out my glasses to talk about
porno.
This.
Porno.
So like in the 80s, like all of these pink movie, well, all of these like really like art house directors were given like free rein to make pink movies, And the like porn studios would like fund them and like, you know, produce them and treat them like kind of like carte blanche, as long as the pink movies like had, you know, followed like a sort of set porno formula. Like there had to be like this many death scenes and this many sex scenes and this much nudity. But then like, as long as they ticked those boxes, like the filmmakers could do like anything else. And they also had to be shot extremely quickly, like over the course of like a few weeks. It's this like amazing era of these like very like like on the one hand, very like sleazy movies, like slasher flicks with like girls getting decapitated or whatever. But then they're also like very like high concept. And like one of them was like the first movie to like deal with like AIDS, like the concept.
Whoa.
And again, I probably should be fact checked, but I'm pretty sure, because there's so many, and I was like obsessed with going on Letterboxd and like reading the synopses, because they're like fucking crazy and weird. And they're like beautifully shot, and they're like moody and fragmented. But I'm pretty sure the one with AIDS is like about these two teenagers who like become obsessed with like wanting to become vampires. And then they like they discover that if you like shoot up someone else's blood, like the way you like shoot heroin, like it'll like get you high. And so then it's like obviously a movie about like contagion and intimacy. And they also have like amazing names, like, okay, here I go, let me just
quickly look at type.
The reason I got obsessed with them was because Issei Sagawa,
the cannibal,
famous Japanese cannibal, he makes a cameo in one, like in this one called In the Bedroom, and it's like about like a sex club. Well, you already know this. It's about like a sex club where like women like take a pill that like makes them like pass out so men can like play with their like unconscious bodies.
I think they want it.
I haven't seen it. Anyway, Letterboxd.
It's a potent, you know.
Yeah.
The subconscious to talk about that. But I guess it always is.
Okay, here's some names. The Embryo Hunts in Secret.
Oh my god.
Go, Go, Second Time Virgin. Apartment Wife, Affair in the Afternoon.
Gorgeous.
Go,
Go, Second Time Virgin. That was one, correct?
Oh, here's one of the first widely distributed gay ones. Beautiful gay. Mystery, Legend of the Big Penis.
Wait, say it again.
Beautiful Mystery, Legend of the Big Penis.
Is it like a colon? Like Beautiful Mystery, colon. Legend yes, of the Big Penis. Yes, a lot penis. Of
them have colons.
Is there, that feels like, did you ever play that game as like a preteen where it's like, choose a movie title and change one of the words to the word penis. And then it would be like, no. Penis on Elm Street.
Or like, okay, well, it made me laugh.
Freaky Penis or whatever. Like that's, Legend of the Big Penis feels like it couldn't possibly be the just like straight up original title, but.
No, all of them are like really amazing, and a lot of them have like exclamation points in it. Like
go go rape, second virgin,
rape between sisters : penetration exclamation point.
That's what we should rename our podcast.
That's literally our podcast.
Our role penetration.
Literally, this is a slow violation of our readers' ears. I'm sure no one gives a fuck about this except me. New wife's.
No, this is really interesting. Colon. This is what the people want.
Caress. Wait, say it again. New wife's private parts : caress.
Caress.
I mean, obviously, like these are the like English titles, so
yeah.
It might even be more poetic in Japanese.
Shante, you stay.
Yeah.
Wait,
that's fab. Pink movie is also so nice, because in English we have blue movie, like the old school name for a porn.
Yeah,
but that's
molester's
never felt...
brain : nasty behavior.
Molester's brain.
Molester's train : nasty behavior.
Choo choo. Murder on the Molester Express.
Yeah. Yep. That was my exposure to Letterboxd, because, like, you know, now the pink movies have been, like, rediscovered by, like, you know, hinge using film loving bad boys who, like, are like, oh, they're so, they actually are, like, truly gorgeous, but also very, like, gory. Oh, my favorite one is called Love Minus Zero Equals Infinity. Isn't that gorgeous?
That's the most beautiful equation.
I know.
Are the movies themselves, like, readily available online, or are these soft boys?
Yeah, like, they're like easy VHS, to find. You know, thrift stores. Yeah, they're really easy to find.
Oh, okay, cool.
Fab. And yet I haven't watched them yet.
Maybe we could watch one together and commentate for the Patreon bonus content. We're up to 7 Patreon subscribers.
Oh, woo! My God.
I mean, we're not charging anyone, but still.
Yeah.
They're along for the journey.
Luis says he's going to make us, like, a special, gay friendly microphone, because he was like, you guys talk so much with your hands and you're, like, holding your mics and it's, like, making the audio quality bad.
That's my opinion.
So he was
the,
like,
audio quality is not bad. I would say it's not stellar, but it's not bad.
Yeah,
I mean,
and he was like, I'll build you, like, a little box so it's, like, stable.
Well,
so
yeah, that's obviously what we should be doing. I mean, the laugh mics,
we wanted
are,
to be feminists and
are,
do ourselves.
No, I mean, I've known that this setup is not long for this world, but especially because we're usually, like, recording in a bed or on a couch. It's like,
yeah,
I think we'll have to start having tables and chairs soon with, like, a little mic that's, like, propped up. I know. He needs to make, like, an invalid friendly microphone that, like, hangs from the ceiling straight to your pillow.
No, or like a headband, like an anglerfish.
Like an anglerfish.
Yeah,
that'd be perfect. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the solution is.
I think, like, all my life decisions have revolved around, like, not having to, like, sit at, like, a table in a chair for, like, any extended period of time.
Or stand.
I do always find a place to sit, like in, like, a Goodwill.
You're neither sitting upright nor are you standing. Like, it's like it has to be reclined.
No, I'm like Ophelia or whatever.
Ugh. I saw, like, a really... Wait, you know the new Taylor Swift song, The Fate of Ophelia? And I resent knowing the title.
I don't. And how... Is this actually new? Are we actually dealing with something?
Yeah. It's... I mean, no. At this point, it's probably, like, at least a month old. I don't remember. But it's...
The Fate of Ophelia was released on October 3rd, 2025.
Off her most recent album.
I engaged with her, like, 0%.
Yeah. Me too, as a rule. But... A drag show I was DJing, someone performed to it. So I had to acquaint myself with the track then in, like, December. And then today I saw, like, a hardcore thirst trap, like, about fisting, like, where it was, like, a POV. So it was, like, the bottoms on all fours with, like, a gimp mask on. This is on Instagram. I was like, isn't this illegal? Like,
how is this even happening? Dude, it's so unfair, like, what people can post on Instagram without it getting taken down.
I know. And then if a girl's just in a bathing suit, they're like, whore.
No, they love to take my shit down.
But this was, like, a buff, hairless gay in a full, like, latex, like, hood. And then he's, like, on all fours, and the camera's, like, under him. But you can see that he's kind of, like, rocking back and forth as if getting, you know, his shit rocked. And then it was, like, give me a kiss, but replace K with F and one of the S's with a T.
Fits.
Give me a fist.
Give me the fits. Isn't that, like, a Victorian way to say, like, you have epilepsy?
It's like, you're
fuck
calling...
Fuck me so good, I have epilepsy.
You're calling for your butler. Alfred, bring me the fits!
He comes in with, like, the smelling salts.
He says, the fits are coming on!
And I feel like the butler's name would be named Fritz.
Fritz! The fits! And then he brings you a fizz to treat the fits.
A gin fizz.
Yeah, anyway, so it's this bottom asking to get fisted. It's quite explicit as far as Instagram goes. And then he soundtracked it with The Fate of Ophelia by Taylor Swift.
Is that her fate? That's why she's lying down.
That's why she fucking kills herself, because Hamlet won't fist her. She's a submissive big bottom.
Miss me, daddy.
I was thinking like the reverse, like she got her guts rearranged, as the kids say. They're like 67, guts rearranged.
Brittany, it's 6'7".
That's so fucking funny. And proof that it's something I've only seen and never heard. As someone who doesn't know what 6'7" means, but I have ambiently like encountered it in like the internet realm without researching it, do you know what it means?
No.
Wait, let me guess. I wanted to guess, and then you tell me if I was right or wrong.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, I think... Wait. Can I tell you what I think it means?
Me too. We'll both guess.
Okay.
We'll both guess.
I think it's, like, some thing where, like, younger people use it to trick older people. Like, they act like it means something, but it doesn't.
Oh.
But the reason I think that is because the format that it's delivered to me and is always like a substitute teacher or it's like a dance teacher counting like 5, 6, 7, 8, and then when she says 6, 7 the kids start laughing or something, and the point is like, okay, it's not actually dirty, but it's like, oh my god, she said 6, 7 or whatever the fuck. I mean, I don't, that's my guess.
So it's like the numerological equivalent of that sound that like only people under 20 can hear, that
exactly,
like, we used to play in like our in classrooms, and it would be like, and like all the kids laugh
noise. Yeah,
yeah, the mosquito
playing
noise,
that, yeah, off of my like flip phone.
That's so gay.
I have MP3 on my flip phone somehow. It's like a ringtone or something
on your MIDI clip.
My MIDI,
did you have
clip?
One of those?
What's that?
It was like a very tiny little boombox that had like one, like that had like 30 seconds of like a Britney Spears song, and you would like slide it in.
Yeah, I think remember? There were like infomercials for that. I never had one.
I did.
Wow.
I did, and mine was Britney Spears. Okay. I
do you think she got body swapped? Ouch. Have you been seeing these?
I have. That is content I do engage with. No.
Do you think Ghislaine Maxwell got body swapped?
With the like Michael Jackson impersonator in India.
I love the Michael Jackson impersonator in India.
Is Michael Jackson alive in India?
I actually don't think that's who she's impersonating, but like, I love her.
There are so many amazing Michael Jackson impersonators in this world that I'm like, why did the media pick that one to be like, this is actually
this
Michael
is
Jackson.
Actually Michael Jackson. No, I know.
When there's actually so ones that are bad. So like,
there's one that lives in your building.
This iconic Michael Jackson. If gonna be hyper local here, but if anyone has ever seen the Michael Jackson impersonator on Market Street, mm-hmm, he lives in my building with an elderly gay pornographer, mm-hmm, who lets him live with him rent free in a non-sexual friendship arrangement.
As far as we know.
I don't know. Like the one time I like tried to like get to know my neighbors and be like, you know, practice what I preach and be all like civic and, you know, yeah, queer elders of it all. And I went on a walk with the elderly gay pornographer, and he just like spent the whole time like telling me that like beauty dies at like 25, which is why he like only photographs like black and brown men between the age of like 18 and 25, and he's white, obviously.
Wow. And you're like, actually, maybe I don't need to get to know my queer elders.
Well, I was like, oh, this is like the risk you run when you talk to old people. Is
when you
that
talk to old white men, yeah.
Exactly, where it's like an old person just literally being so like out of pocket, and you're just like nodding and like drinking your ginger beer and like wishing it was over. I wonder if it's like the if you just like give less of a shit, or if it's like you genuinely don't like, well, like with the elderly gay pornographer, he was sort of like positioning himself as like a civil rights leader because he like had this like fetish for like very young black and brown boys that he would photograph, because he was like, yeah, like other pornographers like weren't photographing them, but like I did. And it was like, saying that as if it made him like super like progressive. I would literally like never want to talk to him about politics. I'm sure I would get like so cornered.
Well, okay, the thing about gays like that in San Francisco is that they also tend to be extremely bossy, number one. And number two, like, obsessed with Nancy Pelosi. Like, they want to, like, crawl up Nancy Pelosi's skirt and eat her ass. And it's, like, literally, why? Like, and then, like, if you say anything against, like, mainstream SF establishment Democrats, they're, like, really offended. Like, I feel like gay boomers in San Francisco have this personal identification with, like, Gavin Newsom, London Breed, Daniel Lurie, all of them. Yeah, but it's like weird.
Okay, sorry, gonna be hyper local again. But like, what's up with Daniel Lurie's like obsession with like techno?
I don't know. I'm personally very upset with him because I assume he didn't respond
to your text.
Yeah, exactly. He ghosted me. We went on one amazing date. We matched on Field. And his profile said he was a shibari rope top. And I said, I'm a rope bunny.
That's so gay.
Yeah.
He's got to put his weird hands to use.
Right. You love coming for his hands.
It's because it makes me feel like I'm part of the zeitgeist.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's very... Yeah. Anyway, I assume he had something to do with this, but Red Bull hosted like an F1 racing event in the marina yesterday.
What a horrible sentence.
And as a result, traffic was fucked. And as a secondary result, I had to walk uphill because two buses came, the 22 on Fillmore, and they were completely full. And there was like two dozen people waiting at the stop and none of us could get on for two buses. So I was like, okay, I'll just walk uphill. And I'm very sore from the gym and it really hurt. And today I'm limping. And I blame Daniel Lurie.
Booty gains.
I don't know. I think I'm like, something's wrong. Something's wrong with my legs.
So you're a gym bunny now?
I mean, I've been to the gym four times. And I think I've talked about it on the podcast every single time.
Well, the listeners are your gym accountability buddies.
Right, right. The problem is I only like machines. I don't like free weights. That's scary. I don't like cardio either. I mean, I get enough cardio in like other ways, like dancing. So I'm not going to go to the gym walk on a treadmill. So I really am just there for machines. And then I like only like leg day because the other machines make me feel like a man.
Yeah, there is something very masculine about arm day. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Like the push and pull, like all the like back and chest stuff. I'm just like, ugh, whatever. Dude, haven't I been pushed and pulled enough by the patriarchy?
Oh, yeah, that too.
So then as a result, so I go, I'm all like gung-ho. I have a Celsius. I'm super excited. I like terrorize Ren because I'm like having a panic attack because I had a Celsius, and I'm like also forcing him to put all my stuff in his locker because the locker rooms scare me. And then I walk past like five gays that you and I went to college with who I don't say hi to because I don't know if they remember who I am because I'm a woman now. And then I do leg day and then I like completely overdo it and then I can't walk and then it's like another week before I can go back and then the whole cycle repeats.
Okay.
So I and would not say I'm a gym bunny.
And then the buses are full.
Right. Because of the fucking F1 bullshit. And then like Japantown yesterday was, that's where I was going on the bus to see Pillion at AMC Kabuki.
Oh, and excellent it was just like, transition.
Yeah. Well, you didn't see it, I assume.
No, because once again.
You're going to wait 6 to 8 years to see Pillion. And then you're going to post your story being like, Pillion kind of didn't get BDSM right.
This is my other mental illness is like when things are too much like something that I would like I have like a, what is it? Contrarian flare up where I'm just like, I don't want to see it.
Well, I don't think you would like it. And I don't think you should see it.
Like I had this with The Idol because it was like too many things that I would like.
Okay, I loved the idol, though.
But then I watched it and I was
It was
like,
worth it,
why?
right?
Why is everyone talking shit about the idol and why did everyone hate it? I thought it was gorgeous and campy and like it was like
It
showgirls.
was like Showgirls for 2023 or whatever year that was. Yeah, no, it's so good. Pillion is nothing like that. It was bad. It's like 500 Days of Summer meets 50 Shades of Grey meets
It's a lot of
being
numbers.
gay.
Okay. Meets like Call Me by Your Name,
And then it's
perhaps.
British. Oh, yes, definitely Call Me by Your Name. Yeah.
Yeah, I just like couldn't. Like, I saw a trailer and it was all like quirked out BDSM, like Tumblr fused with FetLife. And I was just like, this is gonna annoy me because I, of course, think that I'm the only one who's allowed to write about these topics unless it's like. And that unless I cave and then it's like really well done, but I could like I just knew that it was gonna be like so like bubblegum like feel good like Scooby-Doo vibes.
I wouldn't call it bubblegum or feel good. It was
You wouldn't
like,
use any of those extremely weird words I just put
yeah,
together.
I was like, as someone who didn't see the movie, this is a bold and
This
false
is my review.
interpretation.
That's my opinion.
As someone who saw the trailer.
Yeah. No, I mean that, well, okay, I understand what you're picking up on because there was something British and quirky about it.
Okay, the Brits can be, well, just say it, Maria. The Brits
Twee.
can be twee.
The Brits are
Exactly.
twee.
The Brits are fucking twee.
Yeah, and so it has that problem, especially with the main character's like kind of physicality, and like there's a lot of jokes at his expense where he's just like, oh, I'm like so awkward. Like, where do I put my coat? Oh my God, I've like never had sex. Do you want to put that down my throat? And it's like, okay, just like act like an adult. Like, it's like not everything has to be like so quirky. But other than that, it was kind of. It was darker. It was more depressing, intense, and like the reason I said 50 Shades of Grey is because it's kind of like an
Well, obviously.
abusive relationship that happens to be kinky, rather than
Well,
like
that's
an
what we need to see
exploration of a
represented.
kinky. What'd you say?
I said that's what we need to see. How unique and original.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, cool. Like more clouding of the waters around like whether or not. But there were some really nice scenes where it's more like the like collective or like community, like the pack that they're a part of or whatever, like the other doms and subs. And that felt extremely authentic. But then the parts that were just the main relationship felt inauthentic, boring, and like.
I just saw like in the
Wait.
trailer. Yes, ma'am.
What's more important than the content of the movie is the
Were the
fact,
people that went to
okay,
see it with you
packed, the theater was full.
of
Five
gays?
women. I dare to include myself among
You know what? You know what? Take up the space.
Yeah, exactly. It was like me. There were two women with gray hair, not together. They were there separately with like groups of gays. So I was like, okay, I see my future. I
This is us.
fucking see my future. And then there were two other women my age. They were there to see it together.
Lesbians?
No. And I clocked them. I was like, okay, two straight girls here to see it. Love that. Respect it. Just like me. I ended up walking out of the theater directly behind them. And they were wearing jerseys. One of them says Hollander, and one of them said Rozanov,
What do you want, Hollander?
which are the main characters of Heated Rivalry.
I think I'm gay.
So they wore, these two straight girls wore their Heated Rivalry jerseys to go see Pillion in theaters.
Hey, see, this is why I can't like engage in the whole
No,
heated
I thought that was
rivalry
like
thing.
iconic. I was like,
You love them.
you're like the queen of the fujoshi. Like, and you wanted to show
To
the
signal,
dozens of fags in this audience.
Maria, that was their hanky code.
Yeah, they're like, we'll watch. If any of you want us to watch, we would. Except actually they probably don't, because all the gays in the theater were like big bubbas, which like I love. That's San Francisco. And honestly,
But
that's
that's too
kink. It's
advanced
not
for
Alexander
them.
Skarsgård. It's like, it's
I mean,
bears.
Alexander Skarsgård is very hot,
He's
is my.
hot, but he doesn't look he's not he's not it's when you're at Folsom, most guys do not look like Alexander Skarsgård. They're like
No, they have like
lovely
hot
bears.
tummies.
I'm so
That's
sorry. I'm trying to. I
my
need to charge my laptop, and the mic is kind of in the way. One sec.
opinion! Yeah, there's. Oh, should I stop talking?
Okay. Major
Dolores.
design flaw. I can't charge my laptop and
You guys, we're just
use this
beginners. We
mic.
approach every
So
day
I
with a
think that gives
beginner's
us about like
perspective.
5 minutes to wrap it up. Forgive me, girl.
I don't perform well under pressure. It's just
Fujoshi's not new. They've
what
been
is
here.
That word that you keep saying?
Oh, I'm Fujoshi mogging you. Fujoshi.
Oh yeah, who the fuck is that?
Fujoshi is like a term for straight women who want to watch like gay. I think it originally like gay hentai or like yaoi or whatever. Yeah. But now it just means, I mean, people are like miss or whatever. We've widened the use to just be like straight women who are interested in like romance novels or series about gay guys.
Oh.
Having, so like, what's the fucking like Swedish one?
That's so gay.
The like Swedish Netflix gay royals, young royals or like heart. I don't know the names of any of these shows.
Yeah, like
TV shows that are like usually about like teenage boys kind of like discovering their sexuality and fucking each other. But then the market is adult women.
Let's just say it. Don't you feel like that's what RuPaul's Drag Race has become?
Dante, you stay.
Yeah, but okay. This is so interesting, actually. Who also, I've become a straight woman who watches Drag Race. But when other straight women who watch Drag Race talk to me about it, I feel so protective suddenly, as if they don't get to have an opinion. But it's interesting to me because that version of women's interest in gay culture desexualizes gay guys. And then the Fujoshi element resexualizes them because it's really about the like the kissing and the fucking. A like as sanitized someone, version of the fucking, but like the fucking.
As someone who's thought about this for 2 seconds, my take on it would be that both those things, like both the RuPaul's Drag Race like clownish spectacle and the Fugoshi yaoi, I think both desexualize gay guys.
Maybe because with like the teenage yaoi, shows, but like Heated Rivalry was like
it's
like,
horny.
It's like yes, within like 12 minutes they're sucking cock.
Okay, but like as someone who has weirdly, not weirdly, but you know, seen a lot of gay porn and been in like a lot of bars where like hardcore gay porn is playing, like where is it on that spectrum? Like, is it anything near actual gay, like
it's
hardcore,
it's soft core
farting?
Did you ever watch The L Word?
I tried.
Oh, maybe when you get through Euphoria, you can finally watch L Word.
The people are dying to know what I think of.
Yeah,
what's the when the main
spoiler alert. Alert! Oh my god! I mean, I guess it's been decades.
It's been like so you 20 years.
No, you fucking sick. So fuck, should have watched L Word by now. Okay, you know how L Word? It's like soft core. Like there's not like, but on the L Word, like the sex scenes are like long and intimate.
Yeah,
that's kind of Heated Rivalries level. Like you don't see like hard dick or anything, but it's like. You see someone's head bobbing up and down between thighs for like a 45-second shot where you're like, oh, this should have faded to black a long time ago by like normal cinematic convention.
Okay, let me try out this thought. But I think the fact that it's a representation of a sexual world that doesn't like relate to women and the women watching it are enjoying it is in some way a form of desexualization. I don't know. I just thought about this for like 1 second.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that it feels like safer for the women to watch sex and intimacy that doesn't have women in it, which that's why I was like nodding vigorously. But I don't. Okay. So whether or not it's about actual gay sex, that's a question.
Yeah. There's just something.
I'm always burping on our podcast.
Yeah. We're like fucking Rush Limbaugh over here.
I get nervous.
Is that his name?
Rush Limbaugh. Limbaugh. I don't know if you say the G.
Like the Lindbergh baby? Those two cultural icons.
Did you just learn about that?
I have really known about the Lindbergh baby for a long, long, long time.
That's what you're thinking about for all those years.
Who's going to tell the joke?
You go first.
No, mine is just do it.
No, go for it.
It was too situational.
Oh, I was going to say, all those years you spent not watching Euphoria, you were mainly just reading about the Lindbergh baby.
I was literally on the Wikipedia page for what is a homunculus.
Well, dare I ask?
I thought you were the one
homunculus?
I thought you were the one that told me that.
That's like the little man with the exaggerated sensory organs.
Yeah, it's like a thing in like alchemy where like if you like bury your jizz in the garden with like a few other like magical things, like a homunculus will grow out of it, and it's like basically like your mini me, but like because of like the distorted gestation period, like only like his eyes and his mouth and his feet are really big, or his hands are really big.
Isn't it like where you have nerve endings?
I don't know. It's
like that's how they arrived at the proportions. Like it's like whatever parts of your body are the most sensitive get really big, and then the rest is like shrunken. Whoa. You have to bury your jizz. Well, so women can't have homunculuses.
That's so
it's
gay.
What the alchemists and the Rosicrucians and the Freemasons say, wow. And they've never been wrong.
True.
So wait, clavicular is the homunculus.
Yes, he kind of looks like a homunculus. Yes. Oh my god, you've cracked the code. Well, everyone will probably disappear after we publish this episode because they're going to be afraid of us telling too much of the truth.
And the only thing left will be our really big hands and our really big eyes and our really big noses or whatever.
If I jizzed in my backyard and buried it, it would be so little at this point, like this many years into truth. It would be like such a tiny little like half a teaspoon of like a thought about cum. The creature that came out of it would just be like a dainty little like a praying mantis would be the biggest possible.
It would be like PB2 and you just like sprinkle it over your shrubs.
What's PB2?
It's powdered peanut butter. That's half the calories.
Why do you know that?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, okay. Everyone knows that. We'll put a poll on the Patreon.
Everyone who's been to Costco knows what PB2 is.
PB2? Sounds like also, CB2, which is like
a drug.
Crate and Barrel, but for yuppies.
Oh, my brain was thinking of
3MMC.
3MMC.
PB2, the new designer drug on the market.
These shouldn't be the webs that our brains are making, I feel. Because we're just so crazy. We're just so kooky and different.
Oh my god, we're so weird.
Oh, you do that with your microphone.
Oh yeah, sorry. Woo, woo, woo. Yeah, what should we title this one? I guess it'll be the clavicular homunculus. Clavicular homunculus.
That sounds like a book where like the pages are made from like human flesh.
Absolutely.
That is like found in like the Library of Alexandria. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so. It also, clavicular homunculus also just sounds like an ooky spooky non-binary drag performer.
Who we wouldn't book.
And bring to the stage, they are so fabulous. You're going to love them. Give it up for clavicular homunculus.
And then they perform to like a garage band, like stitch up of like the different like intros to like horror movies.
What did I have? Oh, okay. This will be our closer because, I mean, I think my laptop's going to die literally any minute. And I need
Well, you guys, I think that adds to the excitement and the tension. It's like a zombie movie. You know we're going to die any minute.
Ouch! I was trying to do like a tech advertisement roundup while I was moving around the city the other day. And I only got two interesting ones. One, which has been around for a while but really fucks with me, is just Post Hog. This is the name of a company. Post Hog.
Post Hog.
Well, it's also like, it's like after hog, but it's also like post your hog, like post a photo of your hog.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I don't know what they do, but like, that's crazy. Like there's that Wired ad this week that was like, gay guys run Silicon Valley. And I was like, they obviously don't, because any of them would have said you can't name a company Post Hog unless
but
it's
maybe
like,
they wanted
to
us to talk about it right now.
Okay, and then the last one I had was that the bus that I was able to ride yesterday, which wasn't the 22. Thank you, Daniel Lurie.
Yeehaw.
Literally on the outside, it was like the tech ad was like, global HR, comma, IT, comma, and payments all in one place, period. Mwah, ha, 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 ha.
Oh my God, that's so like the equivalent of like Elon in the Epstein files being like
hey guys, can I come to the party too?
It's like, what, why does that need to be sinister? And then I get inside the bus and all the ads on the interior for those who actually ride the bus were just for the San Francisco suicide hotline. It's like, okay, on the outside of the bus, we've got global IT, mwahahaha. And then laughing the inside was like, don't kill yourself. It'll get better. We promise.
Yeah, because like if you were like on the wrong cocktail of drugs or having literally a psychiatric episode, you would be like, oh, the bus is laughing at me. The tech lords.
Mocking me.
This is a message specifically for me. One of the most...
We have like 1 minute. Okay, you take us home. Take us home.
Well, no, but it's not that interesting. Well, I was going to say one of the tech ads that I've seen is like... it's like compilations of tweets about San Francisco, and it's like one is like, this city will chew you up and spit you out, and I like literally was laughing because I was like, San Francisco, like what? Like, well, I guess I just mean I'm like, they're like making it seem like San Francisco is like a wild place, like a lawless place, which is
yeah, it's like, oh yeah, the four barrel coffee or the sober rave happening at 10 a.m. for like moms with strollers will really eat you alive.
Yeah, as someone who spends so much of my life in San Francisco, like wandering around in like a romantic haze, like, you know, stepping over piles of shit, but then also like drinking in the natural beauty, like I'm like, what is this? Why are we trying to make it seem like, oh, like you got like San Francisco's like 1980s like pre-gentrification New York or something?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would be hard if you're trying to compete to be like Peter Thiel's favorite pig bottoms, so that you can get funding for your venture capital firm or whatever.
I feel like they,
oh my God, 1%.
Like...
okay.
Oh my God.
That's it. We love you all. Oh, bye.
Whoa. Is that it? Let's just keep talking until it dies. Or wait, maybe
no, because then the file won't save.
Whoa, you guys.
Is that all there is?
Time
and on. I asked, is that all there
just
is?
Just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, he went away. And I thought I'd die. But I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep. I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that.